Can you do the countdown again? Yeah. But like in a deeper, like anchor voice?
Okay, hold on, hold on, hold
Keep
on.
Recording though.
Okay, ready? All right, James, and 5, 4.
No, three. No. Let me. I want like a. In 5, 4,
yeah. 3, 2, and.
Welcome back, guys.
You fucking dumbass.
I think it was beautiful.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. Well, we're back. It's been 2 weeks. Yeah, because we didn't do it last week.
Oh, yeah, we skipped last week. I thought we did one the week before that.
Yeah, we did, though.
So it's been 1 week. Well, I guess by the time this comes out, it'll be 2 weeks.
Because I uploaded last
Friday. It's been more recently than the first one that we did more recently. The last, we had a much longer gap in time. Listen.
Is that your self-explanation?
Listen, I did not have sexual relations with that.
Oh.
I did not inhale that woman.
I did not inhale her. That is wrong.
I did not have inhalation relations with that woman.
What the fuck?
You heard me.
Holy shit.
You think Bill Clinton actually knows how to play the saxophone, or it's just for show?
I think Bill used to get down before Hillary sucked the life out of him.
He's responsible for a lot of black men being in jail, though, but everybody seems to love him.
It's because he later on apologized. Years later, though.
Okay. Thanks, man.
But...
Now, when he apologized, did everybody just get out of jail?
No. So...
Oh, okay.
What we're saying is that we accept him because we're like, this nigga was like, I didn't have sex in the White House. Define sex. Oh, you mean...
That was... I cannot... I know I'm like...
Young.
I'm like doing a bit where I'm like railing against Bill Clinton right now, but the fact that he stood up in front of the Supreme Court, was it the Supreme Court? I could just be stupid. Whatever it was a very important court of some kind. And he said, define sex to them with a fucking straight face. With a straight face. After he blew his load on that woman's dress.
Define sex.
I was like, bruh.
Define. And that's every hood nigga that cheated on their baby mama. They were like, I know you fucking JJ from down the block, around the corner.
I need somebody to find the footage of Bill Clinton saying that on the podium, like him saying that, and then cut it into the, it's damn, it feels good to be a gangster, where the glasses come down, the joint goes, like somebody needs to do that if it hasn't already been done.
Define sex, dun, dun, dun.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster. I'm saying, bro.
That was
a baller ass move. But anyways, fuck the Clintons, bro.
Wow.
Nah, they're fucking shady. They're shady fucks. Bernie Sanders, too.
Yeah, everybody is.
I mean, we're not doing political hot takes.
I was like, what is with all the political?
All of them dirty.
Trump, too.
Fuck them all.
Well.
Fuck all of them.
He's making America great again. Let's calm down, okay?
Isn't his next campaign...
Keep America great.
Next campaign slogan? Yeah, keep America great. I don't know what I said.
Pat CAG. CAG. CAG.
I had a fucking stroke.
Keep America great again. CAGA. CAGA.
CAGA? Yeah. Wait, is that... It's a starting... with. Oh, so that's how they start with the K's.
Conspiracy. Explode it.
Drink some water. Jesus.
I'm dying.
Listen to you hack up a fucking lung. Next time you cough, I'm slapping you.
I'll fuck you up right now, sir.
Just have a live fight.
That's all this podcast will be, is just fight. But, what were you going to talk about?
Nothing as usual.
Oh, shit. Winging it? Okay.
Well, always. I said something I was going to say to you earlier, and I was like, no, I'll save it. Did you see what Chaka Khan said?
About Through the Wire?
After she performed it with him, bro. She performed it with him in, like, what, 2007 or some shit, whatever. She performed it live with him.
And then she's like, I hate it, and I never told him. And I'm like, that song was literally, like, what made that album an instant classic.
That song is classic. Facts. That song is a certified
And you know classic. What's funny? I didn't even start looking at Chaka Khan's music until I heard that song, and somebody told me he sampled
it. We were kids. We didn't know shit about Chaka Khan.
But you get what I'm saying? Like, Kanye put me on the Chaka, and she's going to hate it. And I'm like, he's the reason why I even heard your music.
Facts.
Like...
That's like, who was it? Everybody was saying that Kanye helped Elton John. Or no, not Elton John. Who was it? It was one of the Beatles, wasn't it? Paul McCartney. Everyone was like, oh, who's this Paul McCartney guy?
They were like, if you don't know who Paul McCartney is...
You're 12.
Yep.
You're 12. If you don't know who Paul McCartney is, you were probably born in the 2000s.
I know who Paul McCartney is because I don't like the Beatles, so...
But you still know who he is.
Yes. I respect the Beatles. I just don't like their music.
Yeah, like, regardless of if you're a fan or not, their level of fame was so fucking ridiculous.
Exactly. Everybody
it's
knew
crazy
him.
Not, it's crazy to know that there's people on this earth who have no idea who the Beatles
are. Never heard of a Paul McCartney.
Or they'll be like, oh, I know who the Beatles are, but they don't know any of their names. Like, you know what I'm
saying? Is that one guy with the Asian girl that broke up with it?
The one with the funny glasses? The one with the bowl cut? Oh, well, they all had bowl cuts. Okay. The one that wrote Lived in a Yellow Submarine.
We all live in a Yellow Submarine.
I think that was a Ringo song, which is why it's trash.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's not a good song. I don't like it. I like some Beatles songs. I'm not a fan, but there's songs that I like.
I'm not a fan of the Beatles.
They have good songs.
There's not like...
You're not white enough.
And like, it's not... How?
Since you're not white enough.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
You have too much melanin to like the Beatles.
My question is this. Speaking of melanin...
Melanin?
Melanin.
Or melatonin. Because that's a totally different concept.
Melatonin puts you to sleep.
Yeah.
Oh. But,
Did you know serotonin is converted into melatonin?
No.
I didn't know that either. I learned that today.
The more you know.
Yeah,
knowledge is power.
Yes. Did you know that giraffes have black tongues?
I actually did know that.
Do you know why?
No.
Because they don't have any circulation to their tongues.
I thought it was because they ate zebra ass this whole time.
I thought you were going to say it's because of AIDS, and I was giving you a look.
No, ate zebra ass.
No. Can you imagine a zebra trying to eat another zebra's ass? Like, how far away they would actually have to be from each other, if you think about that? No, but anyways, they don't have...
You're disgusting.
You took us there. I have an overactive imagination. What do you want from me?
Oh my god.
Anyways, they don't have any circulation of their tongues because they can get cut on the branches and stuff, and so they don't bleed. Yeah.
That's cool.
That's the thing you know now.
Did you read that from a Snapple bottle?
I have no idea where I learned that.
Just osmosis?
Yeah, no, it's literally just shit flying around in my brain.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So how do I know it's real, though?
You don't. I don't know if it's real. I have no idea. That's just like one of those things that I don't know why I know it.
Oh my god.
Are you Googling it?
Yeah, I'm fucking Googling it.
No, you gotta Bing it.
Oh no.
You gotta Bing it. Does anybody actually use Bing? We're gonna get a Bing sponsorship just because we mentioned them. They're gonna be like, thank you.
No.
It's a nice pregnant pause.
Why do giraffes have purple tongues?
Why? Tell us, Barrett.
I can't read.
Ruin my childhood.
If you've ever been lucky enough to be licked by a giraffe, you'll notice their 50 cm long tongues. That's right, we talk about 50, ladies.
Centimeters.
Can appear purple, bluish, or almost black in color. This is due to the density of dark melanin color pigments in them. There's still no definite explanation for this, but the leading theory is that the melanin provides extra UV protection, preventing their delicate tongues from getting sunburnt as they feed up high.
Well.
You were way off.
I was halfway there.
You said, so there's no blood circulation, so that way they don't bleed out when they're eating.
Bleed out, but just so it doesn't bleed. I don't know, man. Fuck shit.
No, you just lied to me.
I lied to you. I said it with so much confidence, too, right? I've been telling people that for years.
I was like, wait a minute, that does not sound relevant.
I don't know where I got that from, bro.
Oh my god, you just been telling me with the straightest face.
Whoa.
Did you know?
Yeah, bro. I don't know.
Oh my god.
Look at that Google ruining childhoods.
You should have Googled it. Or Bing.
I didn't grow up with Google, though, so like it's not. That thing. I only Google shit like when I'm like when my phone is in my hand.
Oh, I love you, bro. You're in the bed. So I'm just picturing you at work telling people.
I just told a lady the other day. Just the other day, bro. I bet they got in their car and Googled it, and then they were like, "That guy's fucking stupid."
Oh my my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh,
welcome to the show.
Thank you, guys. Sorry. I was broken for a couple seconds. That shit was hilarious.
Shit.
Oh, my God. You're the best in the world, James.
Listen, have I ever told you this story? I think it runs in the family. So, here we go.
Retardation.
Careful.
Oh, yes. You're right. But that's a political correct.
That's why I said stupid. We all got a little bit of the stupid.
Okay.
My sister. Well, okay, so I'm sitting on the couch. Let me paint a picture for you.
Are you telling me the facetious story?
God damn it, Barrett. Why do you have to ruin everything? You've heard it. These people haven't.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Shut the fuck up.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Carry on. Go ahead.
So I'm sitting on the couch, facing the TV, reading a Harry Potter book. My sister's sitting my right behind me in my dad's recliner. My mom's sitting in her recliner to the right of my sister, right? My sister's playing with a piece of soldering wire. She's just bending it, wrapping it around her finger. And I'm just minding my business, reading my book. And she just looks up, and like the most serious voice, she goes, she takes the wire and she bends it a couple times, and she goes, "This wire is very facetious." I just put my book down and turned and looked at her, and I was like, "No, it's not."
So how that goes?
And then I just started fucking weep. I was laughing so hard, bro. Oh, and my mom was just fucking staring at her like, "Wow, I made that." God damn, you're stupid. And in the middle of like gasping for air, I managed to squeeze out, "I think you meant flexible." And she goes, "What did I say?"
Oh,
shit.
Your sister's the best.
Yeah. She's special.
You remember when I called because she called my job? So
that was the most random shit. I only want to talk to Barrett. You called us. Talk to him.
I was like, "Is your sister retarded?"
Yes.
Both y'all, you and my wife, hesitation. Yes. What did she do?
I can't. She's something else.
I love Janet.
Okay.
She's the best.
What were we talking about? Fuck Shaka Khan.
Yeah.
Dusty ass bitch.
I forgot all about that. We were on hip hop, weren't we? Mm-hmm. Speaking of, bro, when is Rick Ross dropping Port of Miami too? Because I was told it was supposed to drop last Friday.
Well, I have no idea. Hopefully it's this Friday. That'd be great if it drops tomorrow.
When did Yandi? When is Yandi? Why are you combing your hair?
I was trying to comb my hair, but damn.
Yeah, you got a head full of hair, buddy.
I got some knots or some shit.
Helps if you wash your hair and comb it while you wash it, gets the knots out.
That's because I went swimming earlier. That's what it is.
Anyways.
What were we talking about? You asked me about Yandi. Bitch, I don't fucking know.
Yandi and Port of Miami too.
Yandi's going to come out when Dre's album comes out. How about that?
That's supposedly soon.
Okay, keep on. Don't hold your breath.
Detox is coming out, bro.
If only way Detox is coming out is if it leaks.
No.
Quit moving around so much that chair is loud as fuck. Yeah, the only way Detox comes out is if it leaks or Dr. Dre dies. You all right, buddy?
Yeah, hurt my back.
Oh,
well, that's why I was moving.
You want to switch seats?
No, I'm good.
This has got a nice hard seat, you know.
Yeah.
Oh. Did you hurt your belly?
Yeah.
Oh man, you need to pause it?
No, I'm good.
We can come right back. We'll put an ad break.
Oh yeah. Hey, we'll be right back.
We're
gonna
hear from our ad. Okay.
Yeah, I forgot.
Sponsors.
Forgot. Yeah, we still got to break it anyway because it's better to put it in the middle. So, yeah, here's sponsor.
Welcome back to Not Your Mans.
Hey, thank you. Whoa, what? wrong one.
Oh, wrong podcast.
James is a multicultural podcast.
I do multiple podcasts.
And we're also working on rapping.
Working on it.
Keyword work.
It's coming along, I guess.
I mean, we're starting to get... Tread?
I sound too white, bro. Well, that's my problem.
I'm sorry to break this to you.
I know, but it's just my, like, the I don't know, I have to...
You gotta like, blackify your voice and go to Louisiana and eat some crawfish.
That's like vocal, like, rape? Blackface. No. Rape? Whoa.
I don't know.
Calm down.
I don't know. We all victims out here.
I'm really thinking about just ghostwriting for people.
Nah. Mm. Put your... Hey. Asher Roth has a white voice.
That's a good point. Maybe I just got to get weirder.
Just go weird.
We're gonna do it. I love Asher Roth too, though.
Sorry.
We interviewed this other white rapper, Dunce Cap. Shout out to Dunce Cap. We interviewed him the other day, and he was talking about when he was younger. He went through the same phase that every white rapper goes through, where they diss all the other white rappers. And he was and I said something about Asher Roth, and he's like, "It's really funny you said that, because he's one of the guys that I was like, fuck Asher Roth, fuck Mac Miller, and fuck Eminem." And I was like, "Ooh," and he's like, "Yeah, I took that down." Rest in peace, Mac Miller. And he was like, "I was just being he was like, it's just angst." And I was, and we were talking about it, and we were like, I was like, Asher Roth literally has a song called "As I Am." Yeah. Talking about how he's not Eminem. It's so funny.
It's the angst, bro. All white. Because there's only one white rap goat.
For now.
You got it. It's... The crown has always been passed.
Yeah, I think what J. Cole said about the hip-hop crown was the best.
Bam, boom, it broke. Yeah. Shatters in the dust.
I think it has. I think there's no...
Definite best.
Well, we don't have... The problem, there's a huge problem with hip-hop right now.
Oh, hip-hop is dead.
No, it's not dead. The problem is it's muddy. There's just too much...
Noise.
There's no organization. It's just everything is hip-hop. Mm-hmm. But, I wouldn't put Redman and Lil Nas X in the same category.
Well...
You see what I'm saying? Those are different. That's a different subgenre.
Yeah, I get that, but just hip-hop is...
We're even Asher Roth and Jay-Z.
Their style. Don't you ever mention a goat in the same name as Asher Roth.
Even though Asher Roth did do the Rock Boys, Rock Nation, that song was fire. That song was fire. The Goats
was still better.
Yeah, I mean, Jay-Z's was better, but Asher Roth's was fire.
It was okay.
Yeah, Jay-Z's was fire. Shut the fuck up.
Jay-Z's will always
be... Calm your dick.
My dick is calm.
Yeah. You got Jay-Z's name tattooed on your dick.
That's some gay shit. Why'd you say that? That's so mean. The Hove is the GOAT. My goal is to get as famous as so that way I can wild out courtside at NBA games.
I'm telling you, bro, I want to be
just that level of famous.
I don't want to be famous, though.
No, just the level of famous where I can have courtside
teams. I say I don't want to be famous, but I do two podcasts and fucking
rap on the side.
Bro, I don't want to be famous. Let me just do all this entertainment.
I need the money.
It's more of that, really. It's like I don't want to work, and I know I'm funny.
Let me get in front of something.
I'm high key toying with the idea of doing stand up. Oh, yeah. I'm really thinking about it, bro.
Do it.
I don't know how. I don't know how you do that. How do you just do that?
You gotta start going to
I think I have
laugh factories.
I think I need to start going to open mics and just watching other people bomb, and then get the courage up to go up there and bomb myself.
See, and I'll manage 20%.
Fuck you.
20%.
5.
What?
5.
You know I know people sometimes.
Who?
I know people.
You can be my assistant.
Oh.
When I get super famous and we start making money off of merch and stuff, I'll start giving you a part of the door. The ticket sales, you know.
No.
I'll cut you off a chunk of that.
Nope, I'm good.
Huh? You could open for me.
Nope. All right. Thank you, buddy.
Would you ever do stand-up?
No.
Why not? I have major stage fright, bro.
Yeah.
But I think I could do it.
No.
Why not?
No,
just because of the stage fright thing?
Oh, me? I don't value me as funny enough, so that's why I'm like...
I think the key here is that every funny comedian is damaged. And we're definitely damaged.
Then I could possibly be hilarious.
That's what I'm saying, though. If you think about it, they've all been through terrible shit. And we've definitely been through some terrible shit.
Tell me about it.
And we both use humor as a defense.
Why are you psychoanalyzing us to be
funny? I got a fun question for you. Which one of us do you think is funnier?
Depends on the moment. Because you have... No, honestly, depends on the moment.
I think it's me.
Oh, of course you're going to think it's you.
I think I'm funnier overall, bro.
Okay. I think you're more sociable overall. That's why you think you're funnier.
I'm really good in... So you know what's weird about me?
Because you will straight up... there will be... example, in university, we'll be eating lunch... some guy will bump into you and you'll be like, oh, how are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, yeah, have a seat. Let's talk about life. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, why is he here?
I don't do that on purpose.
Bro. Why is he sitting with us?
I hate talking to people. I don't know what happens.
And I'm like, what?
It's like fuck? I'm a different person.
You're like, all right, have a great day.
It's like sometimes in social situations when I'm talking to people and I just like start saying stuff to them, it's like I'm not even in control. It's like somebody else. It's like I turn into somebody else. It's so weird.
You're like, and antisocial kicks in.
Yeah, I literally just like phase it out. But what, I forgot what I was gonna fucking say.
We're messaging each other on that outbreak prime. We getting that gun.
I want that fucking gun.
That gun is so. What's the after the outbreak prime? It's the outbreak mastered, or
you have to go to do the masterwork. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, you have to do the masterwork next.
It was, so, as you said, we have to do that mission again.
Yes, but it's a heroic version.
So it's harder.
Yes. But we'll have the outbreak.
Oh.
And if there's three of us with it...
We'll mow through some shit.
Barrett's tongue just swole for some reason.
I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. You know, spell. Up the road from your house, like before you make a right.
There's a bunch of Mexicans?
No, there's a Cuban cafe.
Yeah.
Like right before the Ford dealership or after the Ford dealership. I think it's after the Ford dealership. It's like right there in that little area.
Oh, I think it's right where the pizza spot is.
Yeah.
That's Ferrera's pizza. They got some fire ass pizza, New York style. It's good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I respect that.
Yeah. There's a place around here somewhere that gets their water from New York.
That's weird.
There's also a place called the New York Bagel Company.
Ooh.
They're down here, and they also get their water from New York.
That's weird.
It has something to do with the filtration system.
I know.
That's why it makes weird. The dough better, I guess.
That's stupid.
But I think you can get fucking clean water from somewhere, right?
Like, that's weird.
Why is it weird? It's a gimmick. I feel like it's a gimmick.
Yeah, I don't... Like, I feel like...
Like, it's just purified water.
We just use Dasani like the rest of us, okay?
Dasani is like fucking...
I'm joking.
That's low tier water. Okay, I need you to rank water now.
Oh, the best water?
Yeah, what's your favorite water?
My favorite water right now, because of just the access, would be Evian. But there's one that's
bougie.
There's one that's called like pure water. It's pH balance and all that shit. It's like +6, and I can only buy it at like a certain Walgreens. Mm. That's my favorite. Like, it's...
You like alkaline waters?
Yeah, they're okay.
Alkaline waters are good. I feel like alkaline waters rank pretty high for me. But you know what's my favorite? Zephyr Hills.
Especially that buy one, get one.
Bro, you get to buy one, get one with the 1 liter bottles. You get 2 liters of water.
I've been surviving off that if I don't get Evian.
That's what, when I used to work at Universal, bro, I'd buy two of those. I would slam both of them, and then I would keep a bottle and refill it for the day.
Yeah.
I would drink I'll buy 6 liters of water.
I'll buy two in the morning, and then when I go take another car to clean up, I'll buy two more.
Are you keep buying them? Bro, you're going to go broke just buying. Let me tell you, I stopped.
Well, it's only $2.
We have a mini fridge at my job, so I started buying like lunch meats and bread and just keeping it at the store.
Mm-hmm.
And I have an extra $100 at the end of the week every week.
Nice.
So it makes a fucking nice. Difference, bro. Because I love to eat. I get a discount at the pizza place next door, so I love to get me a fucking personal size pizza. And
I don't know what I want to eat tomorrow, because every Friday I go out to eat. Like literally yesterday I had
frijoles,
Tijuana.
Oh, I had Tijuana flats not that long ago too.
And then the day before I had Bubaloo's barbecue pit. The day before that.
I've never had that before. That's the one with the big pig sign, right? Yeah.
Right by Universal. I finally went in there.
Is it good?
Yeah.
It's fire?
Yeah.
Or actually, is it just like, okay?
No, it really is actually
good. Is it just like a fancy Sonny's?
Cheaper.
It's cheaper than Sonny's?
Like, I get a decent sized portion for like $8-$9.
Sonny's is pretty cheap, bro.
Sonny's is $11 to $12.
Because I love Sonny's.
Oh, me too. Don't get
it
twisted.
But it is low... On the barbecue pole.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Fat Boys has got some fire ass barbecue. Fat Boys St. Cloud has better barbecue. Fat Boys Kissimmee has better breakfast.
I wouldn't know. I don't need that fat boy.
So nobody knows. Nobody who's listening to this knows what the fuck I'm talking about.
It's just this white people places.
There's these two restaurants. They're both called Fat Boys. They used to be part of like a mini chain. There was another one somewhere else. I forget where. But those two are now owned by different people. And they've been warring over the name for years. That could totally be totally made up too. That's just what somebody told me. So I have no idea. Don't Google that. Don't reach out it. Just let that one go.
Jeez.
I have no idea. I don't care, bro.
You can't be lying to me.
They can Google it on their own. It's not like I get upset if I'm wrong. I just be like, well, I laughed it off pretty good earlier. I lied to some lady the other day about giraffes. I don't give a fuck.
Oh.
You know what I didn't lie to her about? Her paint.
That's all that matters.
I'm an honest salesman, and I'll tell people the truth, and they come back and buy the paint from me because they like that.
Really?
Well, Why is this a headline? Kylie Jenner steps out wearing glasses and no makeup. Who gives a fuck? You mean she acted like a normal person?
Well, she looks totally different is what they're getting at.
Yeah, that's what makeup and hair does.
And filters.
Yeah. She's just walking around like a normal... She probably did it hoping that none of you fucks would recognize her.
Mm-hmm.
Leave famous people alone.
That's why James doesn't want to be famous.
No, like... I feel like... Okay, let me put it this way. I don't feel really bad for people like the Kardashians or like reality stars because they literally put their lives on TV. So people are going to be invasive. Like, that's just... You're putting yourself...
You did that to yourself.
But people who like make music or act in movies and stuff, don't fucking harass them. They're entertainers. When they're on, they're on. But when they're like going to the fucking supermarket and shit, nobody wants to fucking have their photo taken by the cashier. You know what I'm saying? Leave them alone. They're just people.
That's how you feel?
Yeah, I've seen famous people in person plenty of times and never taken photos of them.
It depends. I walk up, like, I've seen... Well, I was at work when I seen most of my famous people, so I could not walk up and ask for a picture.
I met... Hulk Hogan at Universal.
Me too. I met Shaq.
I met
Chance the Rapper.
I met the dude with the top hat.
Slash.
I met Slash. Slade. He had a body double.
Slade.
I met Slade Wilson. No, I met Slash one time. He had a body double. That was weird. And then I met Pitbull.
I met Ariana Grande.
How was that?
She didn't say anything to me. She hated her
picture. I saw Justin Bieber.
I did not see Justin
Bieber. I didn't meet him, but I saw him. Who else? I saw some other famous people.
It was never people I really gave a fuck about.
You know what was dope? You know something that I fucking loved about that job? Is that we got to see J. Cole perform live. When he was, like, young J. Cole.
Yeah.
That was fire.
Lupe Fiasco.
Well, Lupe never got to perform again because he was... I forget what song it was.
It was a song he wasn't supposed to sing.
They told him not to sing a specific song, so he had the crowd sing it for him. And then they were like, you're never going to perform here again. Lupe's the GOAT.
Lupe's the best.
Lupe's the GOAT.
That
was a good year because we saw Lupe and J. Cole in the same year.
Yeah, we went to concerts, bro.
That was lit. Yeah. I was like, yo, this is awesome. This job is fantastic.
That's when we loved Universal.
We were still fresh.
But, like, they've never gotten rappers like that again.
They never did it again because Lupe Fiasco acted like an asshole. But whatever.
J. Cole was nice.
I'm sure J. Cole was nice. I bet he was
quite pleasant.
I bet he was real polite.
Exactly.
Didn't we go?
Jermaine.
Who else did we go see? We saw that one Kelly Clarkson. We saw Kelly Clarkson, and she had chains on her legs.
And she kept slapping her.
She was complaining about them smacking her ankles. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who else? We seen one more.
I've seen other famous people. I just can't remember. Oh, I took a. I did Sid Vicious or Sid not Sid Vicious Sid Wilson. From Slipknot, he's the DJ Starscream.
Okay.
I took photos of him at Brickworks. I sold him like $800 worth of photos.
Nice.
We had a $1,000 sale to one of the Jonas Brothers.
I hate all Joe Bros. Material.
I didn't have that sale, but somebody else did. Me and Liana had like a $1,200 sale together one time.
My highest is still $1,000.
Nah, we were
so low.
We were Brickworks transaction.
Expo. It was Expo. Raining.
So it's a lot more impressive at Expo.
It was raining. I was by myself. Then I looked across the desk.
I felt pretty good about that $800 sale.
Yeah, you always do. Whenever you have a high sale, the most fucked up sale I've ever seen was when Rob charged the lady full price and fixes for all digital versions of the.
I've done that to a few people.
And then he clipped, he printed like $600 worth of shit and then stapled the receipts together and gave it to her.
Figure it out.
I was just like, oh
my bro, God. I used to finesse people with the digital downloads all the time. $5. When they added that, when they added that $10 digital download button, I was fucking people up with that. I'd be like, would you want a digital download of that? And they'd go, yep. And I'd go, I hadn't even told them the price yet. I would talk them. I would talk them into getting the frame, and then how would you convince people to buy the frame? So let's give some people. I know. I'm sure we talked about this before. The paper was regular, like cardstock paper, and it was wax paper. It was wax printers.
But no, remember they switched to the digital printers.
But I'm talking about back in the day.
Okay.
So they had the wax printer and shit. You could scratch the shit off with your nails,
and it would fade once it was in the sunlight.
And they had really super shitty plastic frames, and you had a folder. And it was $29.95 in the folder with one face. And it was an additional $3 per face. So if you had a five-person photo, it was $3 extra each extra face. So it was $29 in the folder, $35 in the clear frame. $34.95 in the clear frame. And $42 after tax.
$39.95 in the black.
Yeah, it was
$42.55.
Yeah, in the black frame. So basically, the black frame was $10 more than the folder.
Yep.
So you'd have to convince people. You'd have to convince people to get the frames and stuff. One of my favorite finesses was when somebody didn't want to get the folders. They'd want the folders. They'd buy like four photos, right? And they'd be like, "Oh, I want to get the folder." And I'd be like, "Okay, well, I can give you the folder. How long are you gonna be in the park today?" And they'd be like, "Oh, we're gonna be here all day." And I'd be like, "All right. So we can do package pickup, but you know they throw stuff around and stuff. So I mean, if you want, you can get these clear protectors, $5 additional. You can put two photos in each one.
That's an extra $10.
Yeah, and I didn't find out until years later that was supposed to be a frame, and you're not supposed to call. It's not a clear protector.
They never told us.
Finessing people for years. Well,
what I was told by Tammy a long time ago, and I remember.
Oh, cheese teeth.
Yep. That these are clear protectors. She's like, these are $5, but you want to sell the frames, those are $10. And I was like,
how would you finesse people into buying the frames?
How I'd always did it was I would show them the clear protectors. I wouldn't even show them in the frames. So there was no folders. And then they'll be like, they're like, this is cool. I was like, or you can get it in a frame for five more. And they're like,
damn, that's a finesse.
And they're like, five more? I'm like, yeah, it's just $5.
I used to tell people that the frames were custom fitted.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
I'd be like, it's a weird dimension, so the frames are made custom for it. So, I mean, you can go and buy it. It's not a true 8x10, you know? You can go and buy a frame from the store, but you'd have to cut it. It's not going to fit quite right.
That's nice.
And they'd be like, oh, all right.
That's real smart. I like that. I never even thought of that.
Because it technically wasn't a lie. The image is 8x10, but the sheet of paper was actually bigger.
Sure. Mine, my illest finesse was when... What I used to do as well, because remember you can add a clear protector. Mm-hmm. So I would tell them, I would sell them one in the frame, and then I'll be like, you know what? Because remember you can do $10, $15, $20. Mm-hmm. So I'd be like, oh, I tell you what, I can give you one more. If you buy one more full price, I can give you the third one for $15. So
I used to do that too.
And they're like, okay, I'll buy you.
I do the $20.
Sometimes. Oh yeah,
I'd be with getting the frame.
Yep.
I wouldn't even tell, like, if they were buying, like, because we would always show them in the black frames.
Yeah.
We always start with the black frames at Brickworks.
That's so smart.
And they're in the black frames. You peel back the plastic and show people, like, oh, look, it's cool, right? Mm-hmm. You haven't even talked about price at this point most of the time. And then they're like, oh, this is nice. You go, yeah, it's $39 like this. And they trained us so that we were supposed... We had to say frame.
Right.
Like, we had to mention, like, that it's in the frame in some way. Like, allude to there being other options. But, like, the finesse was not actually saying it outright. So we'd be like, it's $39.95 in the frame, $3 additional per face, like that. And then just they'd be like, oh, you know, is this? Oh, wow, that's expensive. And then some people know, and they'd be like, is there like a folder or something? And like, well, you can get it in the clear protector for $5 less.
Yep.
And they'd be like, is there a folder?
Oh, $5 less than that.
You pull the folder out. You want digital copies? $10 in digital. I used to get people with that all the time.
That was my favorite digital copy.
I would ask people at the camera, do you want the digital copies of these two? And then I would print them.
Oh, that's smart, too.
And then I already have them when I walk them to the
counter. I used to do that, but somebody fucked it up for me. I forget. Kai got mad about me doing that because he said that's like forcing the buyer to buy.
And I was ask him. You give him the option.
That's what I said. And he was like, well, they don't know what the prices are yet, so you're just...
They didn't ask.
That's what I said. But he was like, I forget how he worded it. And I just stared at him and I was just like, okay. Man, so I would do it. I would do it every time he wasn't around. And then I went to Mike about it and Mike said it was okay. So I purposely did it every time he was around.
Bro, I remember during Halloween Horror Nights, I started making up like the most illegal fucking packages.
Oh, yeah. And shit. You got to sell.
I would just come up with, I'd be like, I'd sell people a 4x6 and a frame with a keychain for like $30.
I did the 4x6.
And a digital copy.
I did the 4x6 digital copy mug.
I did the mug thing too. Digital copy and a mug and a keychain.
I did an 8x10 because I would sell them the mug and the 8x10 for $10. So it would be $45 because they get the frame. They get the black frame and everything with it. And I'd be like, look, this is a whole package right here.
I used to make packages of
because we had to.
Yeah, you got to bundle. Bundle
and
together.
Then remember when we tried to do it like that and then Mike found out and then took.
He got pissed. You want us to make money, bro, or not? Like, you guys hawking fucking way. Crayola photos.
Bro, late at night, it's nothing but drunk people. They always...
They only upgraded to those digital photos.
Because they canceled the...
It's because everybody was bitching so much, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because all the AP people were like, bro, this is trash.
This is the most horrible thing
ever. Yeah, it fades in like a day and shit. It was awful.
I had the most hated thing I had working it. Was when customers would come back like 2 years later and be like, my photo's faded. And I'm like,
okay.
I'm sorry. And then, like,
did you buy the digital copy? No? That's like a you problem.
They didn't sell the digital copies back then yet.
I don't know that. That's what I used to ask people. Did you buy the digital copy? No, I didn't know about it.
I'm sorry.
It sucks for you.
$39.95, you get a brand new
That one. Photo is gone. There's no remedy. That's the other thing, too, bro, is that they would wipe the photos. And yeah. The next day, you delete all the photos.
Guess what? I'm like, well, you gotta take another one.
Like, there was a way you could find them, though. Like, it's, like, in the computer. But that deletes, too.
After a certain amount of time.
Yeah, so it's like, if you don't buy the digital copy, and you buy a physical copy, and it gets ruined, and you wait till the next day, it's gone.
Wait. No, I was trying to remember something. Damn it. No, one of the other things, forget it. One of the other things that used to piss me off, plus I had to sneeze, was that whenever customers would be like, oh, I want a picture with me and my girlfriend. My girlfriend's not here. I have a picture of her, though.
I was the master of phone.
I hated
this. I was the master of phone photos, bro.
I hated
this. I used to put people's pets in the pictures. You ever seen me do that?
Yes.
I used to sell that snowball photo by doing that exactly.
I hate that so
bro, much. I used to do it so good. You take the magnifying lens and shit. I used to be so good at that, bro. People are like, can you take a photo of a photo? And I'd be like, absolutely.
I hate that so much. I used to piss me off.
I put a couple people in some fucking, like, any photo. You could do it in any photo where you change their color to something not natural. Yeah. So you, like, in green, blue, any of that shit. Or, like, anything where it was, like, super blown out, like you could do the Terminator on people because he was so tan that you could like bleach people's faces out and stuff.
It's very, very true. Yeah.
I miss doing that sometimes, bro. It was fun. I hated it. It was like a challenge.
What a passion.
I hated flagging.
Yes, what for passion.
I did not hate the interactions or taking the
talking photos. To people. I had no
that
problem.
That was fun.
That's easy.
Yeah,
it was the whole try it for free, free to try.
That's
come
just
on
stupid.
By.
No, that doesn't work. It doesn't work. Nobody walks by and sees that and goes. When
it's free to try, you're saying. Oh,
no, it doesn't work, man. It's got to be something that people want to do.
They used to get mad at me because, like, I wouldn't flag. I would flag without flagging. Like, people walk by, well, what's that? I'm like, oh, come over. Check it out.
Yeah.
Let me show you. And they'd be like, it's not flagging. There's
That's how I used to do it, too.
People walking by.
There'd be people sitting on the curb and shit, and I would just, like, strike up a conversation with them. And then eventually I'd be like, you bored? You want to do something funny? I was like, I need to take some photos. That was my favorite way to do it. Like, you don't have to buy anything.
I just got to take
some photos. And I'd even give people, like, I'd slip people, like, a digital copy.
Free digital, yeah.
Because I would take, like, 10, 20 photos of them, and I'd be like, look, see? And then they would bring their family over, And their family would be like, oh, that's funny, haha. And then you got a bunch of people standing there laughing, and then other people walk up and shit. That's how I used to do it at Marvel all the time.
That's the only way I used to sell photos at Marvel.
Once they moved Expo to Kid Zone, it was dead. It was dead. Well, they killed that store.
I remember how everybody was saying it was going to be better, too.
Nah, it was trash.
They were like, it's going to be so much
better. Everybody just walked right by you.
Yeah, but everybody was like, it's going to be so much better because when they were closing down. Because I was over there when they were, when before they even closed down. Mm-hmm. The fuck was it before it was all essential and land? IFF, International Food and Film Festival, or whatever the fuck. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I was over there.
Like, they turned it into The Simpsons.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. I was over there. Yeah, we're back because Mahul's a jackass and called me while I was doing this.
Fucking Mahul.
God damn it, piece of shit. Nah, I love him. We're gonna.
I love Mahul too, but.
We're gonna live together one day.
Let's not get into it.
Not gay. Not.
It's so gay.
In a platonic way.
In a platonic gay way.
No, you can't be. Well, you could be a platonic gay.
I'm for sure there you could.
Yeah, right? But no, not that way, though.
Hand me that can.
Fuck your can. But, we were talking about flagging and how far back I was at IFF selling pictures at Color Vision.
Bro, they should have listened to us. So, when they moved it from IFF to Kid Zone,
we said it was going to be. I was like, it's not going to work. That's a worse spot.
There is literally a pavilion with power that's abandoned in the Men in Black area that's right next to the exit of the ride.
Yeah, I know. We said over there for how long? Then they moved the Simpsons.
Yep.
That Simpson check-in spot. Then they finally closed that bitch down because that was a waste of money. Remember yeah, they put...
Bro, they should have just got Simpsons photos and put the...
Where they say cheese! Say cheese.
No, not even there used to be a ride photo, actually, I think, for The Simpsons.
Really?
Yeah, back when it was Back to the Future, I think.
Well, then it wasn't The Simpsons.
It's the same ride.
No, one's got Marty McFly, the other one's Homer Simpson. Don't respect the goat. Don't disrespect the goat Homer.
Homo
Simpson. While comparing him to a guy that's only been in three movies.
To okay? A guy with Parkinson's.
Homer's fought it all. He fought Mike Tyson. He knew Trump was going to be president. He made fun of his hair before anybody else started making fun of his hair. He has done it all.
What's the longest running sitcom on TV? So,
yeah, exactly. I think at this point it just is because it is. Because Simpsons hasn't been good or funny in a while.
I haven't liked The Simpsons in years, bro.
Decades for me, dude. Like,
I fell off of South Park, too.
I always dabble back.
The politically correct season was good. PC season?
PC principal?
Yeah, that was a good one.
He's still there. That's why I like it. Because, like, South Park is, like, taken. This day and age is still like, we can still do this. We can still push envelopes.
I'm glad that they do.
Like, dude, it's still funny to me. I fell off of... What else? That's like long. I haven't really been in a Family Guy in a while.
Yeah, I used to think Family Guy was really funny, but now I just realize I was really immature.
Good job, buddy.
You know what I'm saying?
Self-awareness.
It'd be like that.
You gotta stay up.
Man, you gotta stay woke. You gotta stay woke.
I thought you were gonna say your last name. I was gonna punch you in the face.
You gotta stay woke, Walko.
No, I'll punch you
in Woko. The face. Mark calls me Walko Damas.
Mark's Jewish. He has no soul. So, I mean...
That's because I always make, like, crazy predictions on the podcast.
O.J. Simpson's getting out of jail. Walko Damas.
Can we talk about O.J. on Twitter?
Threatening to...
That was fake.
No. Threatening to fuck somebody up for having a fake account about him or some shit like that.
Oh, he made, like, a video. He made, like, a... No, I was talking about, like, how he was making videos talking about there's a lot of fake accounts out there. Well, this is the real OJ32. And this is where you'll be able to hear my thoughts on politics and, you know.
Why does OJ have a Twitter?
Why does OJ need a platform? I don't understand, bro.
Does he not remember he's the one that did it?
He made that video on the anniversary of the murders. I know. I Petty. Was like, that's a little on the nose.
Petty. You talk about me being petty. That's a level of petty that I could never accomplish.
It's pretty funny.
I was like, "Ooh,
ooh." We're talking about baller moves at the beginning of this episode. That's big dick energy right there. You know what I'm saying?
Just swinging. He's like.
You know, OJ's out there crushing puss too, bro. There's girls that fuck guys like that.
He's the juice.
They're attracted to murderers and shit.
He's the juice.
Allegedly.
He did an interview saying he did it.
What?
And like he had a vindictive laugh or some shit like that. I gotta find it again.
I need a source. He definitely wrote a book and tried to. If I had done it, yeah.
Oh, and now you just
put tried to get that. Nobody would publish it, of course.
I was like, why are you that guy? Leave it alone. If you got away with murder, bro, what would you do?
I would fucking disappear
off the face of this earth.
I would dye my hair. I would shave my face.
Where's Casey Anthony?
She's in Florida somewhere.
Where? She doesn't have a Twitter fucking account.
Nah, that would be fucking wild.
She doesn't have a Twitter account. She's literally like, nope.
Yeah, she just disappeared.
No.
Apparently, she was spotted, like, dating, like, out. Like, she was out.
I would hit
seeing
it.
People. She was fine.
I would not knock her up.
I don't know if I could fuck a baby murderer, though.
I would hit it.
You have no soul.
I'm just out here, bro. I'm fuck, okay?
I don't know, bro. It's pretty gruesome.
You know what I want to... You know what I want to buy, Feline? I want to buy her a ski mask.
Feline's a cat, by the way, everybody.
Like, whoa, what's she doing, dog? Oh, okay.
Just drying it.
Okay.
Calm down.
Trying to get me shot out here.
No, I'm not crazy.
Yeah, Feline's my cat, and I want to buy her a ski mask. Meow. Like, that's my thug cat.
I think the trick's going to be getting a cat to wear a mask.
Feline to rock it if I want her to. I'm like, yo, Feline, throw this on. She's like,
yeah. I don't agree. I don't think she will.
I'll get it cut out where her cat ears poke out. And, like, cat mouth and eyes and everything.
I've been fostering your cat here for a little while, and I can say that she's probably not going to be down with that.
When she gets older.
She's no. Nope.
I think I know my baby, okay?
I think you don't. You're going to try and put her in a ski mask. That's a bold move.
Yeah, it's my cat.
What's our time?
Oh.
Is that good?
I pretty much think we are.
You're welcome.
That's it. We're done. Shut it down. I be Barrett, he be James. This is another episode of Class Clowns.
We'll maybe do another one next week.
Possibly. Working on raps. So, I mean, we got to figure out.
Let's not broadcast that too much because I'm still trash. So
I mean, we're all trash. I'm still hard. I'm going
to be out here battling people.
I would never do that. Ever.
Yeah, no.
I mean, you got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
You guys, one step.
I'm trying forward. To be low key.
One step at a time. I think there's an old jazz song I heard.
Okay, that's enough.
Okay, bye.